In this bulletin, South Australia records a worrying spike in COVID-19 cases, a new high-tech vaccine manufacturing facility to be developed in Australia, and in sport world, number one Dustin Johnson wins the Masters in record fashion. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. South Australia's cluster of COVID-19 cases has grown to 17. The new cases are linked to four community cases announced yesterday after a woman in her 80s tested positive after being treated at the Lyell McEwen Hospital in Adelaide's northern suburbs. The Port Adelaide Hungry Jack's has closed because of a connection to a case, along with Mawson Lakes Primary School and Preschool and the Parafield Plaza supermarket. Western Australia has reinstated restrictions on South Australia, forcing passengers landing in Perth from Adelaide into quarantine for 2 weeks. And the Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner has declared South Australia a COVID-19 hotspot, effective immediately after 17 cases were linked to a cluster in Adelaide.
People who are arriving here from South Australia this morning will be directed to supervised quarantine or given the option of returning to South Australia. And people who attended the travel here later today from South Australia will need to make a decision now to stay there, or if they do come here, to enter supervised quarantine. Because of this late notice, those who enter the Northern Territory today or tomorrow from South Australia will not need to pay the $2,500.
Meanwhile, Tasmania has also joined the Northern Territory in ordering those arriving from South Australia to undergo self-quarantine. Premier Peter Gutwin says the health and safety of Tasmanians is the state's main priority after the escalating COVID-19 cluster in South Australia. And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has also weighed into the South Australian situation, saying her state will not be moving in the same way that others have.
We are taking extra measures. So we're making sure that anybody that comes to New South Wales hasn't gone to any of the venues that are listed, which is what common practice would mean. But I don't think it's a sensible approach moving forward to shut your borders every time there's an outbreak. We're in the pandemic. We know there are going to be outbreaks. What is absolutely critical is to make sure that you get on top of those outbreaks. And a number like that, whilst very concerning for a state the size of South Australia, because of the circumstance of this particular case, our health authorities don't believe we need to change any of our policy settings.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases for the ninth day in a row, with two infections reported in overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. The government will be investing $1 billion in a vaccine manufacturing plant, and Melbourne will become home to the new high-tech facility. The billion-dollar deal will secure the nation's long-term supply of critical health products, including influenza vaccines and life-saving antivenoms. The complex at Tullamarine will be the largest influenza vaccine manufacturing facility in the Southern Hemisphere, allowing Australia to rapidly respond to outbreaks and pandemics. Let's go overseas now, and US President-elect Joe Biden's scientific advisers will meet with vaccine makers in coming days as the presidential transition remains stalled because of President Donald Trump's refusal to acknowledge that he'd lost the election. The government's top infectious disease expert has said the delayed handoff is especially problematic during a public health crisis. The president-elect's outreach to the vaccine manufacturers comes as the coronavirus pandemic in the US has entered perhaps its most dangerous phase. At least seven people have died and several others injured when a fire broke out in the crowded residential district of Kowloon in Hong Kong. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam issued a statement saying she was deeply saddened that the fire caused a number of deaths and injuries. This witness describes what he saw.
I just suddenly see the fire has come out from the window. And yeah, that was very scary, you know. But I just see there have some children inside, have the birthday party.
In sport, world number one Dustin Johnson has shed his unwanted tag of one major wonder, denying gallant Australian runner-up Cameron Smith to win the Masters in record fashion. Johnson withstood a fierce early challenge from Smith to close with a 4-under par 68 to finish as a 5-stroke winner over Smith and South Korean Sung Jae-im, who both closed with steely 69s. The American's total was the equal lowest under-par score in major championship history, while Smith is the first player ever to shoot 4 rounds in the 60s at the Masters. Let's see what the weather's doing for you across Australia at the moment. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 24 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, 21. In Melbourne, a sunny day, 23. Windy for Hobart, a couple of showers there, 22. 28 and partly cloudy in Canberra. In Wollongong, it's sunny and 30 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, 33. Sunny as well in Newcastle, a little warmer there and 35 degrees. In Brisbane, cloud clearing, 31. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 33. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more detailed analysis of the news of the day, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.